identify with any of those labels, first of all, most of your worries cease. What are you generally worried about? Later we'll talk about your fear of disease and death. But ordinarily you're worried about what's going to happen to your career. A businessman, small-time businessman, kind of, 55 years old, he's sipping beer somewhere at a bar, and he thinks, well, look at my classmates. They've really made it. The idiots, they've made it. What do you mean they've made it? They got their names in the newspapers? You call that made it? Huh? They got their names in the news, in the prison journal, huh? Which all the prisoners are reading? He thinks they've made it. Successful president of a corporation. The other guy has become the chief justice, and somebody else has become this, and the other person has become that. Monkeys, all of them. Who determines what it means to be a success? The main preoccupation of society is to keep society sick. And the sooner you realize that, the better. Every one of them. Most of them. They're loony. They're crazy. You became the president of the lunatic asylum, and you're proud of it. It means nothing. It really means nothing. Being the president of a corporation has absolutely nothing to do with being awake or being happy or being a success in life. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Having a lot of money has nothing to do with being a success in life. You're a success in life when you wake up. When you don't have to apologize to anyone. When you don't have to explain anything to anyone. You don't feel the need to explain anything to anyone. You don't give a damn what anybody thinks of you or what anybody says about you. You have no worry. You're happy. Now that's what I call being a success. I don't know about you. So this poor guy is thinking sadly that he isn't a success like his classmates. Nobody has ever told him that having a good job and being famous and having a great reputation has absolutely nothing to do with happiness or success. Nothing. It's totally irrelevant. And so he's worried about what his children will think about him. What will the neighbors think about him? What will his wife think? He should have become famous. That's what your society and your culture is drilling into your head day and night, and so is mine. People who made it. Made what? Made asses of themselves. Because they drained all their energy in getting something that was worthless. And they're frightened, and they're confused, and they're puppets like the rest. Look at them strutting across the stage. Look how upset they'd get if they had a stain on their shirt. You call that a success? Look how frightened they are at the prospect that they may not be re-elected. You call that a success? So controlled, so manipulated. These are not happy people. These are miserable people. They don't enjoy life. They're constantly tense and anxious. You call that human? Do you know why that happened? There's only one reason. They identified with some label. They identified the I. That was their error. With their money. With their job. With their profession.